Recording started.
Good morning and welcome to Dr. Ng's Sunday Soul Connection. Our last Sunday Soul for 2019. Yes, the whole year has flown by. As always, we begin our time together being intentional with Naturally 7 and let it be.
Lord, I pray for this day we've come together. That our hearts and memories reflect you.
As always, I applaud you for taking the next 45 minutes or so out of your busy Sunday to join with me, linking hearts and minds across the airwaves as we consciously choose to connect to the ground of being, the source of all that is, Spirit, God, Mother, Father. As we come towards the end of this year, and I know it's been an eventful year for every one of us, in different ways, in different shapes and forms, I believe it's imperative that we take stock, that we take a personal inventory for ourselves. For those of you that have been with me for many years, you know that at the end of the year, I always do a gratitude and a letting go list. Gratitude for everything that has been and gratitude for everything that I wish to have or be or achieve in the following year. The letting go list that I write is letting go of everything that no longer serves me. We know our ego likes to take us on a trip far and wide. So to look at the things closely and examine, and I start the list and keep adding to it as things percolate and pop up into consciousness. Things people may have said or done that I was hurt or displeased with or disappointed with, or my behavior, my attitudes, my actions, my shortcomings, what I need to forgive, who I need to forgive, myself included. All of that I write down. And I always advocate that you use the old-fashioned way, pen and pencil with paper. Because at the end of the year, on the 31st of December, I've created a ritual for myself where I am burning the physical piece of paper with all the stuff that I need to let go of. Because for me, when you think of fire, it's cleansing, it's purifying, it suggests renewal, rebirth. So the act of burning my stuff that I need to let go of means I can't reclaim it. I can't rehash it, regurgitate it, and bring it back into conscious because I have physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually let it go. I want to start 2020 or any year with a new beginning, with a clean slate. And it's not to say that any time isn't a good time to write and create a clean slate. Of course it is. But it's always that much more significant at the beginning of a new year. And this is a new decade that we are entering. And I know some of us have been dragging things from year in and year from previous years and previous decades along with us. Now 2020 is the decade where we leave it and let it go. So my invitation this morning is one that is inviting you to take personal inventory for yourself. You see, only as we self-reflect can we become more aware of what drives us, what motivates us, what are our strengths, what are our weaknesses. I have always lived, no, let me be more accurate, for most of my adult life, at least the last 35, 40 years, I have lived by the principle that we are to examine ourselves on a regular basis. I can't remember whether it's Aristotle or Sophocles who said, an unexamined life is not worth living. And Shakespeare said, know thyself. Or I may have got it round the wrong way. But the point is, we need to be constantly be taking an inventory of ourselves, because only as we do so do we get to really clearly understand what is driving us, what is causing us to react or respond in certain ways, who is it and what is it that pushes our triggers, that makes us respond in a way that is detrimental to our emotional and mental and spiritual well-being. You don't come to this truth unless you do the work, and the work is messy. As I keep repeating here on the Sunday Soul, the spiritual life is not for the faint-hearted, because it requires you to go deeper. The deepening is understanding who you are and whose you are. The deepening is the awareness of the things that you do that continuously hold you back from being the person you were created to be. So the spiritual life and the deepening requires that we let go of old ideas, thoughts, beliefs, that we have held on too long. Our teacher said you cannot put new wine in old wineskins, or put a new cloth on an old, a new patch on an old cloth, because it will tear or it will leak. You can't get this truth, these teachings that I'm sharing with you, these reminders, and still continue to be the same old, same old. It won't work. It requires effort. Continuous and persistent effort. I share every week, I am doing this work on myself. I'm not advocating that you do it, and I'm simply sitting by watching. I am doing this work on a daily, moment-to-moment basis. And I can catch myself when I'm falling short. It's not a judgment, it's not a criticism, it's simply an awareness. And it's a recognition of what I need to come back to. Take inventory, do a little self-examination, check out myself, what am I holding in my consciousness that is causing me to respond and react in this way. I love the quote that you may or may not have got yesterday from Nancy Pelosi, who said, we have so much room for improvement. Every aspect of our lives must be subject to an inventory of how we are taking responsibility. I love that. Every aspect of our life, our mental, our emotional, our personal, our professional, our spiritual, every aspect, nothing's excluded. When I talk to people about I concentrate and focus on one's spirituality and not one's religiosity. I'm not interested in theologies of something that is old and antiquated. I'm interested in how are we living, embodying the truth that we need to live a life that is purposeful, that is peaceful, that is compassionate, here and now. Spirituality embraces and encompasses every aspect of your life, not just 25 or 40 minutes on a Sunday and maybe a few minutes in the week. Your spirituality is what guides you, what leads you, what inspires, what empowers you. And your spirituality touches every part of your life and your interactions. So my sacred text is from 2 Corinthians 13:15. And it says, test yourself and find out if you are really true to your faith. If you pass the test, you will discover that Christ is living in you. But if Christ isn't living in you, you have failed. Let me break that down into even simpler terms. Examine yourself. Do your personal inventory. And see if you are living this truth. If you are embodying these words. If you are embracing your faith. And if you recognize that you are, then you know that you are living and expressing and moving your being from the Christ light, the Christ life, the Christ presence that is in you. If you find that you are not, then you know that somehow you have a disconnect. You have separated yourself from that consciousness, that Christ consciousness, which is God in you as you. Examine yourself. Test yourself. See if you are using your faith that can give you the life that you want, that can move you out of darkness into light, that can move you out of sorrow into joy, that can move you out of confusion to peace. It doesn't happen overnight. It requires a continuous effort. There's no point you wanting and saying you're affirming and believing that you want a peace-filled life, and yet you allow people and situations and conditions and circumstances to irritate and frustrate you. It requires effort to transcend the annoyances, the frustrations, the irritations. It takes consciousness to recognize when you are allowing yourself to be distracted and distressed by outer appearances. Test yourself, the text said. See if you are embracing your faith. And if you are operating from your Christ life, your Christ spirit, your Christ consciousness. My poem that I want to share this morning with you is entitled Self-Reflection by someone who goes by the name Freeing the Mind. Holding on with the smallest glimmer of hope. Finding ways to fight, deal, or cope. At first it seemed impossible, but slowly the realization, current issues were topical, lost friendships, breakdowns, communications, error, and lack of self-love, one, two at a time, or all of the above. Dulling out the problems and hiding away, some amount of release when decided this way you did not want to stay. Self-belief, fresh start, the one of new beginnings, learning to handle things before your mind starts spinning. A release. You do not need others' glorifications to be worthy. Worthy of love, respect, happiness, self-security. A little motivation goes far. A focus just to start. Look inside. Reflection. A little self-assessment. The strength you had before, somewhere inside of you that is stored. Make them change necessary for you. Stop showing the color which describes you to be the darkest blue. So I want to share with you some suggestions. And you can Google and there are plenty of ideas and suggestions for how we could start our self-examine. And I'm happy to send you the list if you wish, just text me afterwards. But here's the things that you might want to reflect upon for your personal inventory. Such as, what have you taken for granted this year? What have you not necessarily been conscious of that you needed to be grateful for? You know that I constantly bang the drum about gratitude. What have you been putting off doing or completing or even beginning this year? Write it down, acknowledge, and see how maybe you're going to think about it and come from a different way of seeing it so that you can do and complete or begin it at least in 2020. What have you been holding on to and not letting go of emotionally or mentally or physically? I know that for some people, when you say to them about forgiveness and letting go, they will not. They will not let go and forgive. Or even if they forgive, they will not forget. Their level of annoyance and anger and feeling of self-righteousness or indignation keeps them holding on. I cannot emphasize enough how important it is to let it all go. Let it all go. Every individual on this planet is doing the best they can. And each and every one of us makes mistakes. Someone said that if you cannot forgive, it's almost like you're burning the bridge which you yourself have to cross. Think about what you've done this year that has been memorable, or a celebration that you've had that you enjoyed, or something that maybe was painful, but think about something that was memorable. Take time to reflect upon when have you stepped out of your comfort zone? When have you pushed back the boundaries? What small acts of kindness have you done, have you received, or that you'll never forget? What is life asking of you that you are wary of or afraid and you keep procrastinating? And think about why you're resistant to it. I know that I'm constantly being called to write, and yet I'm finding all the excuses under the sun why I can't or why I shouldn't. Oh, it's been done before. I have nothing new to say. Oh, what? There's always a reason why the universe is prompting you. Pay attention and recognize whatever it was or is that you're resistant to, so that in 2020 you can complete it. Before this year is out, if there is something that needs to be said to someone, if there's an important conversation you still need to have, do it. Clear up any confusion or misunderstandings so you're not dragging that same old, stale old energy into 2020. And think about the people, at least five, that you spend the most time with. And think about whether these people are enabling you or holding you back. Do they bring positive energy and light to your life, or are they just ones that are dragging you down? And finally, for this list at least, what is the biggest lesson or the biggest thing you have learned this past year? And how are you going to let it influence you for the new decade that is coming? As you take time to make your personal inventory, and I will be doing mine later today, I will start it. I think for me personally, I like to start and leave it open, because I know that once I always sit down to write something, immediately you're bombarded with all the ideas or things that come to you. But you have to allow certain things to percolate up, because we have a tendency to bury them deep, deep down in our consciousness. So my story that I want to share with you today. Actually, before I do my story, I want to do our science of mind reading, then I'll come back to the story and tie it all in. It's entitled A Deeper Look. The first quote is from Senora Ray. He says, without being rooted and grounded in the love of God, we cannot experience the fullness of God in our lives. The second quote comes from Ernest Holmes' Creative Mind, and he says, all that will not measure up to the standard must fall by its own weight. All that is in line with the truth must prosper. The author writes, remember the definition of truth, the real facts about something. A deeper look at truth allows you to go beyond the limits of ordinary experience. A deeper look at truth is a deeper look at your true self. Going beyond ordinary experience is not about being attached to what is happening externally. An example of that is a bank account. The fact may be that the account is showing less than what you would prefer. However, the truth is that you are abundant beyond measure. This truth permeates through all areas of your life, not just the bank account. See this truth in your business affairs, your relationships, and your wealth, and your health. The truth is that we are all surrounded by an infinite intelligence that affirmatively and constantly responds to what we think, feel, and say. Living this truth reveals a life that is filled with grace. To experience this, we must raise our awareness, our consciousness. In the book Creative Mind and Success, Dr. Ernest Holmes writes, "Rise up in all faith of one who knows what he is dealing with and declare that you are one with infinite mind." Being rooted in truth is declaring with all faith that we are one in the source of life. Our teacher said that when we know the truth will set us free. As we do our personal inventory, we get to see clearly where our faith is sustaining or where our lack of faith is limiting our experiences and what we want for ourselves in our life. The story that I want to share with you, I love it. I've had it sitting in my file waiting to share with you. And today I'm going to. And the person writes, "I work in a decent-sized local indie bookstore. It's a great job 99% of the time, and a lot of our customers are pretty neat people. In the middle of the day, this little old lady comes up. She's lovable and cooky. She effuses how much she loves the store and how she wishes she could spend more time in it, but her husband is waiting in the car. Oh, I better buy him some chocolate. She piles a bunch of art supplies on the counter and then stops and tells me how my bangs are beautiful and remind her of the ocean. Whoosh, she says, making a wave gesture with her hand. Okay, I think to myself, awesomely happy. Weird little old ladies are my favorite kind of customer. They're thrilled about everything and they're comfortably bananas. I can have a good time with this one. So we chat and it's nice. Then this kid who's been up to my counter a few times to gather his school textbooks come up in line behind her. We're connected to a major university in the city, so we have lots of harried students passing through. She turns around to him and out of nowhere demands that he puts his textbooks on the counter. He's confused, but she explains that she's going to buy his textbooks. He goes sheetrock white. He refuses and adamantly insists that she can't do that. It's like $400 worth of textbooks. She's this tiny old woman and boldly takes them out of his hands, throws them on the counter, and turns to me with an intense stare and tells me to put them on her bill. The kid at this point is practically in tears. He's confused and shocked and grateful. Then she turns to him and says, "You need chocolate." She starts grabbing handfuls of chocolates and putting them in her pile. He keeps asking her, "Why are you doing this?" She responds, "Do you like Harry Potter?" and throws a copy of The New Cursed Child onto the pile too. Finally, she's done and I ring her up for a crazy amount of money. She pays and asks me to please give the kid a few bags for his stuff. While I'm bagging up her merchandise, the kid hugs her. We're both telling her how amazing she is and what an awesome thing she's done. She turns to both of us and says, probably one of the most profound, unscripted things I've ever heard someone say. It's important to be kind. You can't know all the times that you've hurt people in tiny, significant ways. It's easy to be cruel without meaning to be. There's nothing you can do about that. But you can choose to be kind. Be kind. The kid thanks her again and leaves. I tell her again how awesome she is. She's staring out the door after him and says to me, "My son is a homeless meth addict. I don't know what I did. I see that boy and I see the man my son could have been if someone had chosen to be kind to him at just the right time. I bagged up all her stuff and at this point I'm super awkward and feel like I should say something but I don't know what." Then she turns to me and says, "I wish I could have bangs like that, but my darn hair is just too curly," and leaves. And this is the story of the best customer I've ever had. So be kind to somebody today. I had to share that story because at the end of 2019, as we're doing our personal inventory, I've already stated it, but I'm going to reemphasize it. Write about the many times you've been kind to someone or how you've received kindness. We often forget to acknowledge how important it is when we've received a kind act, a kind gesture. So as we take time to go within, to reflect on our personal inventory for ourselves, for our lives, I always invite you to bring your attention to your breath and be conscious of the words of Job, so I share with you every time. It is the Spirit of God that has made me. It is the breath of the Almighty that gives me life. I remind you of these words every week, because we still drop out of consciousness when things are not as we would like it. When our health is challenging us, when we're experiencing a time of sorrow, when we don't know which way to turn, I always come back to this reminder. It is the Spirit of God that has made me. It is the breath of the Almighty that gives me life. It strengthens, it emboldens, it comforts, it empowers me. Hence, I share it with you every week that it might do the same. So as you breathe in, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe in. And as you breathe out, this is my breath as I breathe out. In, out, in. Out, in, out, in, out, in, out. Now as you breathe in, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe in deeper. And as you breathe out, this is my breath as I breathe out slower. Deeper. Slower. Deeper. As you breathe in, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe in healing. As you breathe out, this is my breath as I breathe out forgiveness. Inhale. This is my breath as I breathe in healing. Exhale. my breath as I breathe out for you. Healing. Healing. Now as you breathe in, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe in anticipation of 2020. And as you breathe out, say to yourself, this is my breath as I let go of everything I need to of 2019. Here in the cave of the heart, the sanctuary of the soul, the seat of spirit. Take a moment and be intentional for yourself, for what you want for this coming week. As always, as we see in our mind's eye that which we wish to do, be, have, or experience, we add our feeling component of what it feels like. So that we create a clearer blueprint. Deep breath in. As we enter into our circle of prayer, as always, you're invited to include anything or anyone that's in need of prayer at this time. We know that God is energy, a life force, a presence, an intelligence that is everywhere present at every point in space and time. There is nowhere where God is not. Divine Beloved, ground of being, source of all that is. As we consciously come into your presence, knowing that we are not only one with God, but our God, expressing, manifesting in our each and every individual unique form. Touch our hearts and minds that we may know this truth. at every level of our being. It is resonating with the divine life force that is your spirit, mentally, emotionally, physically, spiritually, physically. Let us open our hearts and minds as we do our personal inventory to reflect on all that has been in 2019, the good, the happy, the sad, the challenging, the irritating, the frustrating. Let us be grateful for it all, for everything in its own way has served in us, growing and evolving in our spirit. But let us acknowledge and release what needs to let go of now. What ideas, what feelings, what emotions, what situations, what challenges, what relationships we need to say thank you and let them go. Let us open our hearts and minds to embrace everything and everyone in whatever way, shape or form that it occurred in our lives and our experiences. Acknowledge with gratitude for the gifts they bring and recognize those things that will continue on with us and those things we need to let go of. As we take our personal inventory, let us remember that through it all, you have been with us. Even in our darkest, saddest, deepest moments when we felt the utmost despair, you were there. Divine, beloved, ground of being, source of all that is, Mother, Father, God. We hold in our hearts everything that is happening across our globe. The terrorist attacks, the war, the famine, the violent protestations, everything that is not in harmony or in alignment with who we are supposed to be as children of the Most High God. We pray for our planet and all that is happening, the melting of the ice caps, the bushfires in Australia, the floods, the cyclones, the hurricanes. Mother Nature is stronger than any of the things that we think we are or can do or can be. May we respect her and all of its creation. The wing, the hoof, the fin, the two-legged, the four-legged. And we're holding in our hearts those that have transitioned homeward bound to you. For we know to be absent in the body is to be before you in your presence. And whilst our hearts may be yearning and grieving the loss of our loved ones, touch our hearts and let the angels remind us that love is eternal. It never ends, it never dies. It merely changes shape and form. Much less like slow flakes melting, becoming water. For each and every one of us here gathered and those that will listen later and for all your children, you know their wants and needs and desires for the new year that is coming. And so I know that you are able to do exceedingly abundantly more than I can ask or think. So I simply surrender their needs, their desires, the requests to you, knowing it is your good pleasure to give us the kingdom. For your infinite grace, your endless blessings, your eternal mercies, I'm ever grateful. So it is. Amen. Take a deep breath in as we do our movement prayer for this morning. Stretch your hands towards the sky. Wiggle your fingers and affirm. I am enthusiastic about life and living. Cross your hands, palms down over your heart and affirm. I am loving, loved, and lovable. Bring your hands together as if in prayer in front of your lips and affirm. I speak only words that are life-giving and energizing. Drop your hands towards your sides and affirm. I give thanks for my abundant good. Bend your elbows and make small circles with your wrist under fan. I release all limiting and erroneous thoughts. Take a deep breath in as I unmute the phones for our mornings, affirmations, and Buddhist meditations.
All guest lines have been unmuted. Press #6 to mute your line.
First, our affirmation from our Science of Mind reading. I am one in God.
I am one in God.
I am the joy of God.
I am the joy of God.
I am the peace of God.
I am the peace of God.
I am one in God.
I am one in God.
Our Buddhist meditations, if anyone has hurt or harmed me,
If anyone has hurt or harmed me,
knowingly or unknowingly, in thought, word, or deed,
I
freely forgive them and I ask forgiveness.
I freely forgive them and I ask forgiveness.
If I have hurt or harmed anyone, knowingly or unknowingly,
Knowingly or unknowingly.
In thought, word, or deed. I forgive the past and close the door.
I forgive the past and close the door.
I forgive all and resentment is dissolved.
I forgive all and resentment is dissolved.
I forgive myself and I am at peace.
I forgive myself and I am at peace.
I accept myself and I am free.
I accept myself and I am free.
May I feel protected and safe.
May I feel protected and safe.
Contented and at peace. May my physical body provide me with strength. May my life unfold smoothly and with ease.
May my life unfold smoothly and with ease.
May I be happy. May I be peaceful.
May I be free.
May those that challenge me be happy. May they be peaceful. May they be free. May all beings be happy. May they be peaceful. May they be free. Now our prayer of intention. I am the light of God within and without.
I am the light of God within and without.
Radiating brightly. I am the love of God within and without.
I am the love of God within and without.
Expressing unconditionally. I am the power of God within and without.
I am the power of God within and without.
Manifesting exuberantly. I am the presence of God within and without.
I am the presence of God within and without.
Eternal and unceasingly. Take a deep breath in. As we're drawing towards the close of our 10 at 10, your rumination, your Rumi quote for this week. Rumi says, you spent half your life in worry and the other half in regret. Don't squander your life with remorse. Find a more positive occupation. And if you truly have nothing better to do, then what loss are you regretting? I'd like to remind you we're back for 10 at 10 this Thursday. 10-minute prayers at 10 a.m. And so, as the time is running out, and my closing song is a benediction, I will let that suffice as both my closing benediction and my closing song. It's Charity Gale. with Caden Slay, and the song is Benediction. Enjoy.
Thank you.
May the Lord grant you peace. May his love shine down and meet your every need. And keep your stronger and fix your eyes on the mark, on the prize. As you go, may you rest in Christ. Receive his grace to love all men, in spite of all our differences. May your words be filled with light, that crumble walls of fear and strife. Take up the cross to serve and lead, and alone, as you go, be the hand of God.
You have a very happy, happy new year, whatever you do, however you celebrate. Peace and blessings.
Thank you.